pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check one, two, three, four.
0600, what's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
I'm here.
Roger Scott.
He's not.
Justin Moore. He's from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Ba-ba-dum.
Right away up on me a blue train, ticket right across Mississippi. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham,
smoking in the New Orleans.
Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town.
Richard, are you ready to punch up some stuff here in a second? Here we go.
Do it.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on Monday. Move it, move it, move it.
It's that time right now. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Attaboy, attaboy. No.
Sure as you were born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land.
Pigs, getting you ready for Los Angeles?
You know I'm ready for Los Angeles.
When the pilot told us in 13 minutes, Sweet old chariot, come down, easy taxi to the terminal zone. Your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Got one more shot at it out there. I keep looking at my computer. There's nothing there. Oh, killer. The killer.
You want to borrow my iPad? I'm just reading the paper.
A swing old chariot come down, ease the taxi to the terminal zone. Touch your engines and cool your wings, and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Thank you very much.
Back home, this is the promised land, calling in the
morning. All right, everybody, it is 6:11. We've hit the post there on this April 27th, 2026. Glad you're with us. Hope you had a great weekend. I am David Bowser. No Roger Scott today. He's waking up on the beautiful Gulf Coast. What is it? What does Trump call it? The Gulf of America?
The Gulf of America.
Gulf of Mexico is what I grew up on. But anyway, that's another whole thing. That's where Roger is. He's playing golf down there with the Hendricks family down there. His last day of golf. And his hair, his new hair is blowing through, is blowing with the wind of the golf down
there. His luxuriant hair.
That's the voice of the pigskin preacher, Chuck Monahan. Chuck, I never get to see you, so I thought, what the heck? Come on, and you always do other shows, but I don't get to see you, so you're going to be hanging out with us today.
I'm thrilled. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, great to have you. Of course, Christian Weaver running the board today. Christian, how are you? Good morning.
I'm well. How are you guys?
We did our bro call this morning. I don't know if you know seen that, Chuck, where I'll walk in, I'll do a little Facebook Live, and I'll beep, beep, beep. And Christian, even at the age of 29, has picked up on that. So I hope everybody had a great weekend. It was a crazy one for me, Pigskin, starting last Thursday.
Oh, man.
Then in Sheridan and Indiana and Fayetteville, and it was just awesome. Pine Bluff, you know, the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame was great Saturday night. And so we got a lot of ground to cover. You had the spring game that I really didn't get a chance to see, but I've obviously done a little studying on it. And Justin Moore put on a great concert before that. I don't know how many of you got a chance to go see that, but great crowd, great weather. It was, I mean, Ryan Silverfield could not have asked for a better a day, and so we'll talk about that. You also had the you got the NBA playoffs going on. You got softball, baseball. Razorbacks won the series against Missouri, both men and women. Today we'll have Kanman Kojal on in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll also have John Daly. Normally he does Tuesdays, but he's traveling. Tomorrow's his birthday, so we got to wish him happy birthday today. So
how old is John these days?
I think I want to say he's going to be maybe 60. He's a couple wow. years younger than me. We were in school together, and I think he was a freshman when I was a senior or close to that. So we'll find out for sure with that in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll have Bill Vickery on. I heard Bill chopping it up yesterday in the studio. And so we'll have Bill Vickery. We'll also have really sad news passing of Monty Coleman. So Monty, if you don't know who Monty Coleman was, Pine Bluff. Grew up in Pine Bluff, went to school at UCA, was the first, I think he was the first player drafted in the NFL at UCA. I think mm-hmm. it was 11th round, and ended up playing 16 years in the NFL for one team, the Washington
Stone
Redskins.
Stone cold killer.
Yeah, great.
For the Redskins.
Yeah,
man, what
unbelievable
a player.
Physique, one of the great physical players of all time. Mark mm-hmm. May's going to jump on with us in the 9 o'clock hour and talk about him. I won three Super Bowl rings, and then he coached at UAPB. Mm-hmm. He was assistant coach and head coach, and I was looking at the Democrat Gazette today. I want to say it said it, that they won a national championship or maybe got to it. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Hey, I don't know if I've misread that.
I think they were back at a lower level back then, if I'm mm-hmm. not mistaken. Yeah. I'm not sure it was NAIA, but it was like one. It was between where they are now and where they used to be.
Yeah, we're gonna get that figured out. But anyway, he is a he was a good guy. I had him at the touchdown club several times, but a physical specimen.
Man,
I had I think three interceptions returned for touchdowns. Had some really great numbers. Had 1,000 tackles. I think he led the NFL. In tackling one year.
One of the famous 51s. Who was the other 51 linebacker?
Oh, Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus.
Yes.
This is the guy that knows
yes.
his numbers.
You know, okay. I do the Clergy Bowl every year.
He knows numbers. That would be a good Clergy Bowl question.
Yes, it would be. It would be. Is there another 51 besides that?
Oh, my goodness. I'm drawing a blank any 51s. Lions had some good linebackers back then. Wayne Walker, Joe Schmidt, some guys like that. Ray Nitschke over there keeping it in the black and blue division. Yeah,
you know, you also will hit on the drafts as I mentioned. I went through every team's picks.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I did not know, and I should. This is the least star power I can ever remember.
Yeah, it wasn't a good draft.
Quarterbacks were terrible.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you look at the first pick of every team, I don't, you know, off the top of my head, didn't recognize probably 90% of them. We just don't have a lot of marquee names. And Razorbacks end up, you know, what surprised was that Washington did not go as the first player picked by the Razorback. Julian Neal was, I think, picked by the
Seahawks.
Yeah, and so I was a little surprised about that.
Everybody had the Seahawks getting on Washington because they lost Kenneth Walker.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
the Seahawks got the kid from Notre Dame, the second back mm-hmm. at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, man, had a bad... This just in, not doing damage control, making the Hog fans feel better about that decimation by the Irish.
Right.
That Notre Dame team had some talent.
Yeah,
they were really good.
Well, we mentioned last week, the first only four times in the history of the league where you've had two first-round draft choices from the same team, running backs.
The same team, obviously, Felix Jones and McFadden.
I was going to say it, that harkened back to Houston Dale and that backfield.
Taylen Green does go in the sixth round. Of all the places to go, I'm not sure that's a great place. He got drafted by Cleveland.
I don't think the Browns are ever a great place.
Yeah. They got a new coach. Actually, was a Brewers Award Dove.
Munkin.
You've already got a crazy quarterback situation. If you're Taylen Green, you're like, oh, man.
That might be the worst team for him to go to.
Yeah, I know.
Or it might be the best team. Yeah. All these other guys might not be any good. He might get thrown to the wolves.
This week you have, this is the last week of racing at Oaklawn. You got the Kentucky Derby Saturday. Renegade is the favorite who won the Arkansas Derby, but he's in that number one pole position, which they say has not won the Kentucky Derby in 40 years.
Wow.
So I don't know what that means. Maybe we'll visit with all the horse experts.
Are you guys going to do the morning mayhem this week?
Yes,
from Oakland?
We'll be over there Friday.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
good.
I do want to say congrats to Ron Moquette. He won one of the stakes races this weekend, $200,000. I think it was Queens Martini was the name of it. So good job there, Ron. But finally Oakland comes to a close. Kentucky Derby on Saturday. You've got, a firing in baseball already. Fire the manager of the Red Sox. You see that?
They ought to fire the players. I've watched the Red Sox several times. They're just not any good.
Yeah, Alex Cora, who actually led them to a World Series. Yeah,
I don't think he forgot to manage. Isn't it funny how
you win a World Series, but it's what have you done for me lately?
The Red Sox are a strange bunch, man. They always have been. And, you know, everything they do is shadowed against their neighbors over to the west in New York. And the Yankees went in and just decimated them. Like, that's it. Get rid of everybody. So they threw the bums up.
I mentioned that the Razorbacks did get the series, didn't get the sweep for the Missouri baseball or a softball. So it doesn't matter. The softball finishes up their series or the year, regular season against Texas. Really tough to go to Texas. I'm not sure. Is Arkansas playing Ole Miss this week? I'm not sure.
Yes,
I need to check
on
that.
I believe it's Ole Miss.
The Trojans, man, I hate it. Trojans lost to Lindenwood. Did not lost a series. They're still going to be okay, but that was they were up there in Missouri and got beat. Lost a series up there. UCA did win this weekend, and Arkansas State lost. Also, Arkansas State had their spring game. You know, you don't get the. I don't see as much. I don't hear as much. Maybe I'm not following close enough on social media. You know, they lost their stud quarterback. Remember, their stud quarterback went in the transfer portal. They were able to keep him the last two
years. Where did he end up going?
Iowa, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
He went to Iowa?
Yep. Maybe Iowa State. It was Iowa State.
I was going to say, the last time Iowa had an athletic quarterback was Brad Banks, and they went to the Rose Bowl.
Jalen Rayner.
He went to Iowa State.
That's it. But so they had their spring game, too. A couple things today. It is National Tell a Story Day. Pigskin, you tell stories every Sunday, and you listen. Some people are good at it, some people are not. Some people, you ever been around those folks? We have them on the show sometimes.
Like, get to the point.
It take 5 minutes to get to some are better than others.
Well, we told a gut-wrenching one in Bible class yesterday. My goodness. When Nathan comes before King David and tells the story of the little poor family, it's got the baby lamb, and the rich guy comes over there, and he's got thousands of them, and he's going to provide a meal for his visitor, and he takes the one little lamb from the poor family and butchers it and cooks it for dinner.
I don't remember the story.
David's just going crazy. He said, the man who's done this thing deserves to die because he had no pity. And Nathan looks at him and said, you are the man.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. That's one of the most depressing stories in all the Bible for me. It's just, David was a great man, but he wasn't great then, man.
Well, speaking of depressing, we are going, Jessica and I, we're going to go see, oh, my gosh, I'm having a CTE moment.
bigger than a bread box?
Germans. Hitler. Oh, my gosh, I'm having a complete CTE.
Germans, Hitler.
Holocaust.
Okay.
And so the Anne Franks. We're going
to Amsterdam?
Yeah, we're going to Amsterdam.
I got to talk to you about this trip. I just went a couple years ago.
Oh, did you?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
She is Jessica grew up just fascinated, has read every book, done everything about Anne Frank and her diary and the movies and everything. So we're actually going to the Anne Frank house.
I'm not the most emotional person in the world. I'm in the house, and I've got tears streaming down my face.
I don't know how she's going to be a basket case, but
you better help that girl because she's going to have a tough time getting through it.
She's got me watching like this 4-part series from National Geographic, a great put together piece on it's an actual movie about what she went through. And I meant to say, it's like 5 hours, five different hour episodes. And I know what's coming. It's like, this is terrible. This is horrible,
Dave,
watching this.
It's
a reminder of what they were.
One of those neighbors dropped dime on them and told where they were.
Scumbag.
They almost made it.
Yeah, scumbags.
Almost made it.
But anyway, it's got me darn depressed trying to watch that, knowing what's coming anyway.
Having said that, Amsterdam is a spectacular place.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You're going to have a good time.
We're going to do London after that. But anyway,
watch a coffee shop.
It's also National Babe Ruth Day. It's the birthday of the great Bambino.
George Herman?
Going to go to Christian on this. Christian, how many teams did Babe Ruth play for?
Well, I'm going to say two. I don't know if he played for more. He played for somebody after the Yankees.
He had one more short stint. Do you want to give him give him some help on that?
First the Boston Red Sox,
right.
Then they traded him, Harry Frazee, and that evil bargain to the Yankees. And then he finished up at Pittsburgh.
I don't know that.
Was it Pittsburgh?
No, it was Boston Braves.
His
last game was in Pittsburgh, and he hits three home runs to get to 714, then he quits.
Boston, New York.
Yeah,
today's his birthday. Would you say he's the GOAT of all time of all the players in the history of any sport?
Of all
just because
time.
Of his image, what he did at that time in the history of our country. He was so bigger than life as a personality and player. Changed the game.
He was making more money than the president of the United States, which back then was a huge thing.
Yeah.
And someone said, Babe, you're making more than the president. He goes, yeah, I had a better year.
Yeah. Great personality.
He was as likable as... He was like... He's kind of like John Daly.
That's a great example. He was a man of the people. That's a great
big
example.
Big appetite.
And remember, at that time, he had boxing, and you had baseball, and you had college football. Rockne had come on the scene and made Notre Dame and that story. I mean, he was a,
People forget how big baseball was. Baseball was 10-1 bigger than everything else.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah.
The national pastime. There was a guy used to work for this station. He doesn't anymore. He and I got into an epic argument a couple years ago, and he said, and I quote, Babe Ruth couldn't play for the Travelers today.
I said, you just need
to be quiet, because otherwise people are going to think you're too stupid to dress yourself.
Yeah, and remember, Babe Ruth was doing the Ohtani thing before Ohtani. That's why Ohtani, you get comparisons to Babe Ruth. He's pitching.
Listen, Buck O'Neill, the great player and manager in the Negro Leagues, he said he heard a ball coming off a bat that sounded so distinct. He heard it three times, and he lived to be almost 100 years old.
Right.
The first one was Babe Ruth.
Right.
The second one was Josh Gibson. Mm-hmm. The third one was Bo Jackson, which I think you have a little history with him.
Right, yes.
He said, I heard that sound three times in 9 decades.
That's cool stuff. Also finishing up, it's National Gummy Bear Day. Pixie, you don't have to comment on the gummy bears. I love gummy bears. Okay,
but I've been told I can't eat them because they pull my crowns off.
Well, there's two different kind of gummy bears, right, Christian?
Are we talking about weed gummy bears?
Well, that's what I'm saying. used to be you could say gummy bear and not have to worry about there being another.
David, just say Haribo. Haribo gummy bears.
I think if you say gummies, my mind goes to weed.
It.
If you say gummy bears,
is it the same thing?
No. Gummies don't look like bears.
So the only difference is they look like a bear.
They taste different too.
They have a different effect. The German gummy bears are the best. Haribo. The Germans are so good at making things.
It starts with an A too.
What do they look like?
They look like bears. They look like little bears.
I didn't know. Do gummies come in anything besides bears? Are they gummy?
Gummy dogs.
Gummy worms. Okay.
Yeah, gummy worms. Gummy worms are good too.
Gummy reptiles, gummy marsupials. They have all kinds of gummy bears. Sour gummy worms are. There are.
Listen, the gummy industry. The gummy industry is gigantic now. I mean, it's the way industry has, or the society has been now. No, you know, you don't need weed, you just need your gummies. It's also National Prime Rib Day. In or out on prime rib?
Oh, I love it.
What about you, Christian?
Ian.
Yeah, I'm not as big on prime rib as I am in other cuts of meat for whatever reason. I've strayed away. Probably for you,
it's not done enough.
Maybe.
Because you like it done a little bit more.
A little bit more. What's that?
I wouldn't order it. Probably, I'll eat it.
And lastly, it's National Stop Snoring Week. Do you, Pigskin, snore?
Well, I'm sure I do, but when you're asleep and you don't hear it.
But to the point that you disrupt your wife.
Yeah, I mean, she occasionally wanders off to other places to sleep.
What about you, Christian?
My wife says I do.
Let me tell you, it is a gigantic industry. The snoring industry world. I mean, because you know the CPAPs. I mean, it makes a difference. My mom does it. My dad does it. You know, Jessica may have to have it, but because you're not getting your air, that's what's happening.
If you stop breathing,
that's what's happening, right. And that's what's happening, and that's why you're gasping for breath. Mm-hmm. And CPAP machines, as much as they're a pain in the rear, they make a difference.
I tried one for a while. I don't really need it, and it was driving me nuts. Yeah, you got this whole apparatus on your head.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Yeah. Why we can't with this technology we're putting? You know,
they are getting better. They're not as bulky as they were.
Now, what
before.
About what? Isn't there a thing where you sleep? You close your mouth. You tape your. You put. I can't do it. Tape over your mouth. Like I just can't do it. It's like, what are we doing? Are we
I woke up last night for an unrelated reason. It was so stinking hot. I had to turn the ceiling fan on. Like, it's 74 degrees out.
Oh, my.
At 5 o'clock in the morning. Did you guys notice how warm it is out there?
Well, it was a great weekend weather-wise.
Oh, we finally, the Lord blessed us with the rain. The farmers were all happy. So.
Yeah, I got a lot more to talk about. There is a study out. It's not just in-laws. We're all talking to each other less than we did a decade ago. I think we all can agree probably why there's some reasons for that.
Phones,
that's exactly right, yeah. Pigskin, is that we're texting, we're emailing, we're instant messaging on social media. And that's something, I mean, it's a significant difference. I mean, like 30% the number of words we use. Sometimes that may be better if you get around people who talk too much. But on the other hand, from a social standpoint, I think there's something to be said for that.
It's really sad when you go to a restaurant, you'll see three or four people there, or two people, whatever it is, and they're looking down at screens and not even looking at each other. It's like you're going out for the social interaction.
I sometimes do it myself.
No, but you have the good grace to go, because I've run into you several places at restaurants, but you're usually by yourself.
On your computer.
And you're working.
That's right.
You're not ignoring anyone. Yeah. You're just working, and that's different.
And I can't remember if we talked about this off the air or before we got on the air. The Sultana. Sultana.
Before.
Yeah. So today is the anniversary of that. And Pigskin, I was telling Christian was not aware of it. It was a bigger death count on waters, in American waters, than in any maritime, I think, casualty.
There were like 2,200 people who either were burned to death or drowned. And these
2,300.
And these were largely prisoners of war from the Union.
That's right.
That were down at Andersonville and other notorious places.
En route to Illinois.
They were shipping them back up north.
Yeah.
And that ship was 10 times beyond capacity.
Yeah.
And the boilers blew, and it was just a horrible, horrible disaster that nobody knows about, because it happened at the same time that our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, was assassinated.
And we've got a museum being built. You said it's near Marion, is that right?
I think it is. It's over by the river somewhere on the east part of Arkansas, but I've been counting the days to go.
It's the worst maritime disaster in U.S. history, and a lot of people don't even know about it, Christian. Again, the estimated between 1,500 and 2,000, because it was at night.
It was so crowded. The guy that ran the ship was getting paid per head.
Yeah.
So they just kept putting
people
on. Have you seen the picture?
Supposedly there's a picture, and I've seen it, and I presume it's for that particular trip. People are hanging on. I mean,
brutal.
It's one of those old riverboats, big riverboats. And again, don't know if it's an explosion, but it was at night too, and yeah, bad deal.
So throughout school, we had Arkansas history and stuff, and we would learn about, you know, history of Arkansas. I feel like this is one of these things that we probably should have learned about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this and like the Elaine massacre and things like
that's
that.
That's right.
These are things that we should have learned.
I think that's what they're trying to do, is that I know Rex has written, Nelson has written about this, but it's Sultana, right?
Sultana. Mm-hmm.
Sultana.
Sultana.
Yeah, and anyway, so that's something that happened on this day, 1865. I've forgotten about the Abe Lincoln comparison on there. I mean, not comparison.
If that would have happened 2 months before Lincoln was killed, everybody would know about it, but the country was just in a pall of grief, and they didn't have one more layer of grief to add to that. So,
all right, do not go away. I'm trying to operate without my computer, so I'm having to look at my phone for everything, including my notes, my any messages we get on our Middleton Eaton Air text line, so just bear with us, and we'll get through. Glad you're with us on this Monday at 6:30. Don't go away.
My friends wonder what is wrong with me. days from your lovely sea.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Thursday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A 30% chance of rain showers today, warm and breezy with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Some storms tonight are expected to be severe. So, today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. Tomorrow, more rain and thunderstorms, possibly severe. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
To celebrate America's 250th birthday, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is offering auto loan rates that are truly historic. This summer, you can get rates as low as 1.776% on 24, 25, and 26-year models. Doesn't matter if you're buying new, used, or refinancing what you already have. Plus, no payment for 90 days and financing for up to 84 months is available. Apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org for pre-approval.
Oaklawn is here for when you want non-stop racing and non-stop action. The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 6:34 on this Monday. Great to have you with us. Hope you had a great weekend. In studio, we have our man Chuck Monahan, the Pixie and Preacher at the Pinnacle Church of Christ. Don't get to see him very much. You've done shows with Rogers, but we hadn't had you forever, so it's great to have you up. And if you hadn't gone to his church, try it out. It's right there off of Shackelford, really easy to find.
Right next to Tokyo House. Come on over to come to church with us, well, listen to the sermon. I'll buy you some sushi.
It's between Tokyo House and Twin Peaks.
Yeah, we don't talk about that so much.
Isn't that the old public broadcasting place over
there?
It is.
Yeah, it used to be a TV studio.
That's right.
So, and no judgment, Chuck, they don't judge people who've been... They go to either Tokyo House or Twin Peaks. No judgment there. They pray for either one, either customer.
You know what Rex
Different
Nelson
reasons,
said?
You know, if you go to one, it's for GI issues.
Rex Nelson said at the Touchdown Club, he said, that's got to be the only Church of Christ right next to Twin Peaks. And I said, yeah, Rex, I suppose it is.
John Bland says, I sat at the table with Pixie and Preacher at the Brewsward Banquet. He had his dad with him, full of good energy. John Bland, great guy.
Coach John over. Was a good dude,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
yeah, we enjoyed talking to him.
He was a great quarterback at Arkansas, he's coaching over at Catholic now. He's the one that can sing with Roger. We got that clip in there. Of what was he? What were they singing? It was
the song from Animal House.
Yeah, we'll play that a little bit later. yes, Chris,
good morning.
Yeah, good morning, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Chris Kane's with it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Beautiful weekend, as you guys mentioned.
We mentioned earlier, we'll get into it, Monty Coleman passing.
Yeah.
Really sad deal. You're UCA,
UCA legend,
man.
Yeah, I mean,
a legend. The greatest player to ever come out. Yeah, if you look at accomplishment, I'm not sure there'll ever be anyone better. You've had some great players that come out of UCA, but three Super Bowl rings and Pro Bowls, and we'll visit with Mark May in the 9 o'clock hour.
One of the most amazing things about him is when you talk about the era of transfers and movement in both professional and collegiate now, when you look at Monty Coleman's career, he played all 4 years at UCA. He went 16 years at the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
One team.
And then he coached all years as an assistant and as a head coach at UAPB. He was one team at one level as a player, and coach. And
yeah.
You talk about loyalty and how it's been lost. That man defined it. I just think he was an incredible person and player, and condolences to his family.
Yeah, he had been sick. I was telling Chuck, I'd heard, and I do want to give a shout-out to Jeff Gross for a great job with the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame. He went in last year, I believe. We had 75 people that went in. He was not there, and I think he was not, again, maybe he was. I can't remember. Maybe he was in his wheelchair. I just know he had been sick. But I didn't know he was this close to passing.
Yeah.
And so that's a shock. Like I said, we'll visit with Mark May a little bit later and see what Mark has to say about him. But truly one of the greats to ever come out of the state of Arkansas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and any sport, by the way. I mean, he was incredible.
If you're at UCA, you could definitely do two. You could do two statues. You could do a Scottie Pippen statue and a Monty Coleman statue, worthy of greatness of achievement, if you look at on the professional level.
On the professional level.
He did the zone when we were at the Pine Bluff four ball, and I looked at Acri and I said, the man's 60 years old. He looks like he could play right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is. He was so fit, man.
Yeah. He was a specimen. Yeah. He was a specimen to the end of his obviously recently, but he was a specimen the entire time.
I bet Mark talks about that. And when NFL guys are calling their teammates specimens, that's really high praise.
Something. Yeah.
Because all those guys are specimens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a chance to be in Fayetteville this weekend. Sadly enough, did not get a chance to watch all the spring practice for the Razorbacks. Had a chance to watch a lot of highlights. Read a lot about it. I think the big takeaway is that well coached. It's a different kind of energy. You know, I've always said that in any organization, the team, the organization reflects its leadership. It reflects the personality of their leader. And so, you know, good or bad, if you're dysfunctional, if you're not focused, you know, it starts at the top. And so, you know, if you're laid back, you know, I think Sam Pittman was sort of a laid back kind of guy. I think sometimes you get that, and I think with this group, you saw a little bit more high energy because you're a younger guy. You know, Sam was 63, and obviously Ryan Silverfield's in his 40s, and that was something I heard and read a lot about. It said that, you know, this group is bouncing around, looked like a little bit pep to the step, and had some good plays. I think that the bottom line, though, from what I've seen from the video that I've seen, do they have the horses? That's the question. They're better coached. They're well coached. Do they have the horses when Georgia steps on the field, when they go to Utah, when they're playing Texas? Do they have enough talent to compete?
So you're worried about the Jimmies and the Joes.
The Jimmies and the Joes, yeah.
The
yeah,
X's
I think,
and the
yeah,
O's.
Yeah. You don't know. Yeah. You can certainly take a look and see. They look a little undersized on defense at times, and so – you know, physically, are we going to be able to go toe to toe? But there's some bright spots on there.
You saw in this past weekend the NFL draft, they lost some guys.
That's right.
I mean, which I know there were a few fans going, wow, he got draftable talent. It's not like they were devoid of talent the last couple of years. It was they couldn't put it all together.
Our
they couldn't
2-10
win close
team
games.
Had the most Razorbacks drafted since 2016, which was only four.
Yeah,
but still, I mean, they still had and guys, you know, like Neil who went
undrafted.
The second round
had some guys.
You know, I mean,
undrafted too.
There were certain positions you go, how was this team not better?
Well, we talk about the little things.
Yes,
yeah,
and that's
and,
it.
And you can certainly say that. And this team also, if you think about it, who was it? Watching John Gruden, it reminds us. And who was I talking to the other day? I was talking to another player. You know, if they don't fumble that ball in Ole Miss, they're and then the next
and
week.
Memphis.
The next week.
Yeah.
They're on the 7. I watched that almost whole game the other day. Yeah. They're on the 7. Just kick the field goal. The way. So two games, they're 4-0 going into Notre Dame. Now, listen, Notre Dame may still run them out of the house.
Sure.
But it's just like, can that make a difference? Also, Taylen Green goes to Cleveland, probably the worst place he could probably go.
Arguably, yes.
It's like, what? I mean,
it's the quarterback graveyard of NFL teams.
He's got a good mentor in Deshaun Watson. So.
I talked to Frank Fletcher, and Frank was, he was disappointed because I think he felt that, he said that he wished he'd have found a better place. And I think Talen, had talked to more other teams that he thought that had shown interest, and Green Bay was one of them, I think.
Baltimore was another one, I heard. Yeah. I mean, you try to find like quarterbacks in the NFL, dual threat guys that he could just fall into a system that would fit his skill set.
He can't be Lamar Jackson, but he can sort of be Lamar Jackson.
He can be scout team Lamar. Yeah. I mean, that would be, and he will be anytime, the Browns
play. Well, this just in, fellas. You can't turn the ball over. Yeah, you can't. Okay.
And of course, and Frank makes a good point here, too. There were times, some of those turnovers were certainly his fault. There were times he's running for his life where he hadn't had the greatest protection. You look at the sack numbers, and the sack numbers were not great. So a little bit of combination in there.
Well, you just mentioned 2-10 turnovers.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You quit turning the ball over, you're going to win three or four more games.
And you don't get any turnovers
because
you're not running to the ball as a team and to get where you have bodies around the ball.
I wondered about Aaron Glenn, the so-called defensive guru.
Right, with the Jets.
They didn't have an interception all last season.
Yeah.
As a defense. They didn't. Yeah. How do you
it's like the first time
wouldn't
since
you
the
be
30s.
In the wrong place at the wrong time? I mean, like you gotta win.
You gotta
walk
into one at some point.
Yeah, you would think.
You gotta win the turnover differential.
Also gotta give it up to my buddy Justin Moore, who did a great job with the
career.
Yeah. And so funny. So Scotty Thurman has been doing the show with us the last half of basketball. And so he, it's funny, he had told me, he said, hey, he texted me, he said, you going up to the game? I said, yeah. And I said, son, he said, is Justin playing? I said, yeah. I said, you want to go see Justin? He said, yeah. I said, well, tell you what, we'll take you back on the bus, give you that sort of feel. I said, he may want you to get up here and call the Hawks because McFadden had done the same thing last year up at the Amp or 2 years ago. He said, hey, I've never been to a country music concert. And he said, I'd love to hear Justin. And Justin, of course, got to, I've got pictures of, Justin's idols, visiting with him on the bus. And he called the Hawks. So anyway, so Scotty goes up there with his wife, Regina, sit on the bus. And, of course, for a guy like Scotty, who's reached certain high levels, it's cool to go and see a different world like Justin Moore. This is his tour bus, million-dollar tour bus, and the life of a entertainer. So it was impressive for Scotty. And then, of course, Justin got to get up on stage and go, I think they did a half-hearted hog call. He goes, wait a minute. We can do better than that. Let's bring up somebody who can help us. And, of course, Scotty comes out there and the place goes crazy. And calls, oddly enough, his wife, all three of us end up driving to Pine Bluff right after the concert because Scotty's wife's brother went into the Hall of Fame. He was a great baseball player, was a scout for the Braves, played the minor leagues, played for Norm DeBrine. So anyway, it was a great day up there. It was a lot of fun. We had the A-Club meeting the night before, so I got a chance to hear Ryan Silverfield. He had 400 assistants. I mean, I've got a picture. It literally looks like 400 assistants.
Like
coaches.
Basketball. Huh?
Yeah, I've never.
So every player's got their own personal coach.
I have got a picture, and I guess what this is. They go, what? Those are the coaches.
Oh,
there's like
goodness.
27 of them. I guess that's the way it is. They're able to do that now with, the assistant, assistant to the assistant. And then
GA, the assistant GA.
The GA,
yes. But now there's assistant GA.
Yeah.
And volunteer GA.
Yeah, because Saban took advantage of that, what was that position called, that he was? It was coaching rehab. If you got fired, you come to...
You were essentially a consultant,
yeah,
right?
Consultant. Yeah, I don't think we've got that.
Passing game consultant.
Yeah, it was so funny. Coach Hatfield was there, and I'm sure Coach Hatfield was thinking, wow, we didn't have this, but we had about eight guys back in my day. You had one coach to coach the defensive line, one coach to coach the offensive line, that's it. Mm. You don't need anybody else. I mean, you did have some GAs, but Silverfield did all the... I mean, again, Silverfield is saying all the right things. I have to commend him. He's got the right attitude, all those things. Can you generate wins with your talent? You're going against people who've been in the league longer than you, that recruit higher than you. Can you figure out ways to win? And that's and every coach here has to deal with
he
that.
He has to overachieve.
That's right.
Because he's not going to have the players, at least not right now, not in year one,
that
are going to allow him to go, like you said, toe-to-toe with the elite in the SEC. So he's got to overachieve for 90% of his games this year.
Yeah.
That's a huge ask for a coach making that kind of jump.
Yeah, it was. So anyway, it was. So you wrap things up. Now you start working on this. It won't be long before we'll be down in Tampa for the SEC Media Days. That'll be just around the corner. And football.
Trey Schaap will be hearing his report.
And I'll be down there with it. And Double R.
Oh, you're going too?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we always
media
go.
Media days they go. Yeah, Trey goes to what is it?
He goes to the
coaches meeting.
Trey goes to coaches day. Trey's destined or something.
Yeah.
Trey's got it figured out. He knows what he's doing.
He gets mad at me when I go, well, that's a tough gig. Yes, it is. I'm working.
Well, he usually manages to go to Paso Tiempo or Seminole and work in a couple of rounds of golf.
There we go.
Trey's a smart dude.
If you just joined the show coming up, John Daly normally is on Tuesday, but he's traveling tomorrow, so he wanted to jump on today. And it's his birthday tomorrow, so we'll wish him a happy birthday. Mark May will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:30 to talk about Monty Coleman. Camden Kozel, who I think had another good weekend this weekend against Missouri, he'll be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. We're sort of getting down the nitty-gritty. You know, on winning and
this is it. I mean, this final stretch.
Yeah, softball especially too. But I tell you, Friday's show, for those who missed it, we had the Chancellor on, Charles Robinson. We had Ryan Silverfield on. We had Courtney Dyfel. And we had Bree Ellis. We had Ella McDowell. I mean, we were rocking it on
Bobblehead Day.
It was Bobblehead Day, yes.
And you showed the line. It was snaked all around the stadium.
Those bobbleheads went in a hurry. So let's take a break. If you want to be part of the show, bear with me. I'm going to try to go to the our Middleton Heat and Air text line to try to. I'm out. I've done this three times, Pixian. Chris, I bought these things. This is when your monitor goes out in your laptop and you're trying to make it work where you can see.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and then it's not working, so I'm having to do the show off.
Is that a touchscreen? Boy.
It's what?
Is that touchscreen?
No, it's just
like a projector.
Yeah. Anyway,
probably something so simple too.
I'm so rough.
Like the brightness is turned all the way.
I probably so. I'm so rough on my computers, but I am blessed. I can't complain. All right, do not go away. It is 6:45 here in Morning Mayhem.
No matter where you search, someone who cares about you.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits. And over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bills Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Did that storm stall your New Year's resolution? Now's your second chance, man. At Low T Center, they're extending their New Year's promos to give you the new start that you need. If you've been feeling exhausted, maybe you've lost that sex drive, book a free testosterone test at Low T Center. No risk, no commitments, just answers. Pick up discounted peptides and GLP-1s while you're at it. And look, if you start treatment, Low T Center is the most trusted name in TRT for a reason. Highest quality testosterone, covered by insurance and tailored to you so you know it's effective. This deal ain't going to last forever, man. Call now or head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com to book your appointment
folks,
today.
It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. Off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roaring Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 2nd at the Conway Expo Hall, presented by Sullivan's Automotive, Carter's Auto and Cooling, and Pinnacle Automotive. New this year, best of show for car and truck, $1,000 Visa gift card to each winner.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton.
888-8888.
8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock, and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan, and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest-hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
All right. Great to have Chris Kane here. Brought to you by Trader Bills.
Morning. I was out on the water with him last week.
Well,
let me tell you.
Yeah.
The Godfrey pontoon they have.
Yeah.
Whew. Amazing. It can turn on a dime like a speedboat.
Not easy being an endorser, a pigskin like Christian to be like Chris Kane.
It was a tough day.
David,
I didn't drive the boat, and I can, but I was like, no, I'm not trying to. I'll wait a little bit.
Banks,
I'll do it this
boat
summer.
Stores. Yeah.
Trader Bill needs to come up with a boat that is solar powered.
There you
and
go.
Then
that
he
covers
would be
it all. Yes.
At the nexus of his universe.
We'd need to be a big boat.
Right there.
Be a big boat.
You're listening to Chris Kane, as we mentioned. Also, Chuck Monin, a pigskin preacher of Pentecostal Church of Christ. Let's read a couple messages here, real quick. Let's see here. Did you guys see where Hubert Davis was hired as an assistant at Arkansas? I have not seen that.
Is that on Facebook? You got to be careful about that.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly right.
Why would he come as an assistant?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about that. Someone said the Kentucky Derby, the number one slot, always gets boxed in at the first turn. Which, you know, that may be the case, but you would think you've got a whole race to make up for that. But like I said, we'll get the expert on to get the answer there. So somebody says on the Sultana, before the accident, one of the towns they went through, a picture was taken, and the boat almost turned over because so many went to one side trying to get in the picture. That was the one that was in Helena. Somebody said here the last picture was in Helena. And, again, somewhere, you know, the boat went down. You know what, too? I've always thought about this. I don't know if they've gone down. Look, it's got to be there. I mean, there's got to be thousands of things that are in the bottom of that riverbed, wherever that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody wants to go to that to see that, but you would.
There's things down in the Mississippi you don't want to see.
That's true.
They got fish that could eat you over there.
That's true. The catfish. Someone says the question from Pixie: what's the difference in Church of Christ and Baptist and Catholic?
We probably don't have the kind of time to go into that. Just different emphases.
And then one of the things is that the musical instruments. That's something when you walk into a service, you that's one of the superficial things that. But that's one of the things you recognize when you walk.
Well, and the Baptist and Churches of Christ both practice baptism by immersion, albeit for different reasons.
Correct.
The Catholics baptize, but they sprinkle and some other things.
Well, it's more of a pour, but
Here's one. My CPAP changed my world. Yeah. I just have the nose piece, and it's borderline erotic. Chris, do you have borderline erotic.
Listen,
for those, it's National Snoring Week.
Do you remember being in that press conference when he said that?
Yeah, we did.
That was like, and we all looked at each other.
Did he just say that?
Did he just say?
Yes. So do you snore?
I believe I do, yes. And if my wife is listening, she's probably going to text me and say, all caps, yes, you do.
Do you use the...
I don't have a... no.
It is a game... For those who use it, they say it's a game changer. And it's a big industry. The sleep studies now... I mean, I bet you can name... Jessica had one the other day. My mom's had one. I mean, it's a... That's
Dr. Cook. That's his own profession.
Tim Cook.
Yeah.
That's what Tim
does.
He's
one of the best.
I'm telling you, it has become a huge... Because, again, you're fighting for you know... What did we do years ago? We snored and we were... I guess we were... You know, we just fought through it and you just had bad sleep and you retired the next day. But it's a big business.
Oh, because it's... I mean, it's essential.
That's correct. I mean,
yes. You've got to have good sleep.
You can
to be
go
able to
without
function
food
properly.
For several days. You can't go without sleep for several days.
Unless your name is David Basil.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one I know.
I've been telling him for years. I said, boy, you better get to bed.
Two
get
to three
rest.
Hours. Yeah. Two to three hours a night is what he functions.
Yeah, David healthy. Clinton, and look at how haggard Clinton's looking these days. We're going to look at Baz, and all of a sudden, he's going to go from Dorian Basil at about 35, and he's going to look 85, and it's going to be instantaneous.
Like presidential.
It's going to be because of sleep.
I was on such a high on Saturday night after I'd done. It was so intense to go from Thursday morning at Stockton Power Equipment in Sheridan to do Sheridan, Indiana, back to Little Rock, to Fayetteville, back to Pine Bluff, and to get it done and have it be a successful, really cool, I mean, it was just, I mean, intense deal. And all the different people, met with so many different people, different worlds.
He calls it a high, but his body's telling him. Please stop for one day.
Someone says here, Vigilant Elite Gummies beat bar none the, how'd you call them?
These Haribo gummy bears.
Yeah, yes.
Haribos are the best, man. Little kids would affidavit.
There was some worry about the sugar-free years ago, but I think that all got cleared up.
Do they have sugar-free ones?
Get that crap out.
Yeah, there was some worry about that.
We can't stop messing with our food, can we?
Albanese Gummy Bears Blow Away Haribo.
Albanese is pretty good.
Yeah, these are gummies?
These are gummy bears,
gummies.
David, you got to quit conflating
the
two.
No.
The fact that you didn't know that there was something outside of gummy bears earlier
gummies were gummy bears. You
do know that your boy Jimmy Buffett, before he shuffled off this mortal coil, one of his last songs was "My Gummy." Just kicked in.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Did that with Paul McCartney's wife.
Only you would know that. Jake says it's National Babe Ruth Day because it's Babe Ruth's birthday.
Okay,
Chris.
Yeah.
Skeens would sit Babe Ruth down in four pitches.
No, he would not.
Again, different era. If Babe Ruth had all the training and all the things that happened today.
Era debates are so dumb.
Babe Ruth
would hit Skeens now. We hit Walter Johnson.
Yeah,
enough with
Somebody
that.
Somebody said Babe Ruth started with Baltimore.
Baltimore's a minor league team then. Yeah. He grew up in Baltimore.
Go. Oh, we got to give a shout-out. I'm going to say a shout-out to Fort Smith Southside Quiz Bowl. I watched the Quiz Bowl when I was up in Fayetteville before I went to Justice Concert. That Quiz Bowl that the Arkansas TV, Arkansas PBS puts on, all those schools come in there. That is, they do like six
it's
different.
Intense.
Oh, my, they do it all day.
Yeah.
So I was never smart enough to be on my Quiz Bowl, but it was impressive to congrats to
my
all those
son
kids.
Was on his, and a couple guys that were with him.
You could do it.
One guy was a Johns Hopkins doctor, and they had some pretty high power kids.
Don't go away, 7 o'clock.
Sports.
Sports. Sports.
We've got that wood.
I got that wood.
And much more than you can handle on 103.7 The Buzz. KBZ Little Rock.
And they're off and running into the final weekend at Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Live racing hits the home stretch Thursday, April 30th through Saturday, May 2nd, and Oaklawn is closing the meet wide open. It's the horsepower giveaway, and this one's a photo finish. From the paddock,